What did you think of Flash, episode 16? Trajectory.
Trajectory was... Well, honestly, when I saw the trailer for it back in 15, I was like, okay, could that be Jesse Quick? Could she finally have gotten the Speed Force like she's supposed to in the comic books and be that female speedster that everybody's been waiting for? Because if you look at Team Arrow, he has... Speedy, he has Spartan, he has Black Canary, and then he has like Sarah Lance and the rest of her team if he needs them. The Flash has nobody. He had five.
Well, you don't include Caitlin and God, what's the other guy?
Cisco.
And Cisco.
Vibe. I include them, but they're more operators than field people. And
okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, they're operators. Yeah. He's the field person. He references to them when he needs something.
Felicity is Arrow's version of Caitlin, Cisco, and...
All rolled into one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just, yeah, one roll, okay.
But the Flash is out there running by himself, so... I mean, when Jay Garrick came over, I was like, oh, okay, you know, we got another speed suit. They can tag team stuff. Even though that would have been kind of weird for me, it would have worked because he had a sidekick, quote, quote.
But, or when Wally West showed up.
Or when Wally West showed up, because I was like, okay, are we going to get Kid Flash? And then the fact that he was black, I was like, okay, are we getting New 52, Kid Flash, Wally West? And they still haven't said, they haven't even shown what they're going to do with Wally West yet. Right now, he's just, you know, crying in a corner and having daddy issues half the time.
But I think that's also kind of cool that they're not showing their card yet. Like, we all know that at some point he turns into somebody. So for me, my curiosity is how.
Exactly.
And so I'm, you know, while I'm a little annoyed because I'm kind of anxious to see what they do with it, I like the fact that they haven't tipped their hand, which kind of leads us to think that and I don't know if they've been renewed for a third season already, but that they have that a third season could be that. Because I don't think they want to drag it on too much longer.
Maybe that'll be what the finale will be for season two.
Could be.
Maybe
yeah.
he replicates, like he did in the comic books, maybe he replicates what happened to him, to Barry, to become, you know, Kid Flash.
No. What's the call? Velocity 9?
V9, yeah.
Maybe that could be it.
That could be it.
Because it did it for Jared. It gave him super speed. Maybe somehow, some way, Wally gets a dose of that and it gives him the same abilities.
But see, getting into that, that was the thing about Trajectory. She was a friend of Caitlin Snow. Her name was Eliza Harmon, and in the comic books, Eliza Harmon was not a bad guy. Trajectory was not a bad guy. Eliza Harmon basically helped Caitlin finish the V9 that she was developing for Barry. But Jay was like, okay, you can't take V9 because I took it and I'm dying now. But a couple episodes before that, you remember...
Wait, he was dying on Velocity 6.
Velocity 6, V6.
Right, that's okay, not V9.
Not V9, my bad. So he was like, when Barry went to Earth 2, they didn't have a Flash there to protect the city, so he took V9. So that way he could fight off that the Earthbender guy. But what you come to find out is that V9 is actually deadly. And you find out that... God, what's his name? Zoom. Zoom's lightning is blue because of V9. You find that out because Trajectory, she was faster than Barry. When she took V9, she was completely faster than Barry. I mean, she was running circles around him. He could not catch her. So when they have their final confrontation, she's running away from him, but her lightning turns blue and she evaporates. And then Caitlin makes the observation that, wait a minute, her lightning's blue. Her lightning was blue and she evaporated. And Barry was like, Zoom's lightning is blue. And then he said that. And then Wells was like, Zoom is dying. And then they made the connection. They were like, wait a minute. Zoom is dying because of the Velocity 9. Jay Garrick was dying the same way. His cells were breaking down the same way. And then Cisco's like, I guess this is a bad time to tell you. Every time I touch Jay Garrick's hat, I'm vibing Zoom. And then Barry walks over, breaks the case, gives him the hat. Cisco holds it, he vibes that Zoom takes off his mask and he shows Jay Garrick's face, and then he's like, Zoom is Jay Garrick. And everybody freaks out, and you see Barry run, grab his suit, and then he runs all the way out of town, back to this waterfall-y cliff, and then he's like yelling at the top of his lungs because it's the second time someone's gotten close to him and played him. I mean, it's like a reverse Flash all over again.
How did Caitlin take it?
She didn't want to believe it.
She needs to stop dating.
Exactly, she really does. Like, she has a poor taste. And then
it just doesn't work out for her, you know. Firestorm.
Honestly, I'm gonna get really dramatic and sympathetic for Caitlin. She should have just got with Barry and been done with it. If she needed to be with somebody, ever since season one, I was like, Caitlin, go ahead and get with Barry.
Yeah, the time they went out. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was like, it worked. I was like, it worked. And then he was like, no, but I really like Iris. I was like, bruh. Let it go.
I thought it was cool. You know, he liked the chocolate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He wanted to double dip.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. A little weird. He grew up with her, but I thought that was cool that they had, that, you know, he was attracted to her.
Barry grew up ethnic.
Yeah.
Barry grew up in the hood. That's why when Wally came over, he was like,
yeah,
the white boy?
What?
You got the white boy waiting for me?
Yeah, so...
Somewhere in the middle of the episode, you know, Jesse Quick is like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with Cisco and Caitlin and Barry at the club and everything. Because she, you know, she has no life on Earth 1.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison and Wells was like, you know, I can't let you go out like that. He's like, take my watch. Because, you know, his watch has that built-in meta detector.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, if you detect a metahuman, I mean, get out of there. This is where it gets really funny is... She goes to the club, she meets Wally West, and they kind of have, like, a connection or whatever. But she also detects trajectory when she comes in, and she, like, steals everybody's money. The watch that Harrison Wells wears also had a diary every day that Jesse Quick was gone. So you remember back during one of the earlier episodes that Harrison Wells killed Turtle to mm-hmm. help steal Barry Allen's powers. He recorded that, and he was like, I would kill anyone to get Jesse back. And Jesse hears it, and, you know, she starts freaking out, too. She's like, you would kill to get me back, and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah, he's your dad. I think that's what any parent would do.
Oh, Jesus.
So at the end, she is like, you know, I shouldn't be your responsibility anymore. And she leaves Central City to go to Opal City, which is, like, next door. And it's another comic book thing for everybody who likes comic books. Central City and Star City are literally right next to each other. Mm. In the middle, you have Opal City. So now she can go either way. So I thought that was interesting. And Opal City is also where Barry's girlfriend, quote-unquote, the cop, I keep trying to remember her name.
I know what you're talking about. The one that left to go back to be a CSI?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's there, too.
Oh, I thought she left.
I'm trying to remember her name. It'll come back to me. And here's something else, a little trivia fact. On Earth 2, Beyoncé Knowles is not a singer. She's a senator. I thought that was funny. Kanye West, on Earth 2, is the president.
Hell no.
Harrison Wells made that observation in the beginning of the episode. He was like, you know, nothing in life is guaranteed but death. And Barry's like, is that Edgar Allan Poe? He's like, Kanye West.
Wow.
So I thought that was pretty funny. But that's for all you music lovers out there.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to give the episode a rating, it would probably have been a definitely a 9.
Okay, so you liked it.
It was great. It was great. I mean, I was waiting for that revelation for everybody to know that Zoom is Jay Garrick.
And I'm glad they didn't drag it out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad that they went ahead and came back and they were like, yo, let's put it out there. Let's let everybody know and we'll deal with this for the rest of the season. So mm-hmm. this will be the drama that we'll have to deal with. Need that instead of the mystery of it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, let's let everybody know and, you know, let's...
And it's good because it's going to give them a chance to, one, they're just going to let that simmer with you, and then they're going to give you the crossover with Supergirl, which is going to be actually very good. But I hate the fact that he's going to an alternate Earth and he meets Supergirl. It makes me so mad, because I'm like, you all occupy the same space. You're supposed to occupy the same space. National City should be near Central City, should be near Opal City, which should be near Star City. And they were like, no, we're going to hook a device up to his chest, which when he's training to get faster, he'll run into this alternate reality and meet Supergirl. But because he does that, he has to team up with Supergirl to stop Livewire, who's teamed up with one of Supergirl's villains. And I was like, okay. And they have scenes where they're like running in like a foot race or whatever, and I'm like, is this even a question? This is where we get into a debate about who's faster, Supergirl or the Flash. I was like, it's in his name.
Yeah.
He does super speed, that's his thing. But that's a discussion for another time. But it should be a good episode.